Last fall, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger pushed through a $3 billion initiative to support stem cell research. The generous budget raised immediate concerns in other states where medical science has for a long time fueled economic development. In Massachusetts, there are worries that all that Golden State money will lure research and high-paying jobs from the East Coast to the West. Fred Tice of member station WBUR in Boston reports.
Ever since the 19th century, when doctors at the Massachusetts General Hospital performed the world's first surgery with anesthesia, Bostonians have prided themselves on their medical research centers. David Scadden is worried that Massachusetts is about to lose a promising field of research to California. He's co-director of the Harvard Stem Cell Institute.
These are the people that are going to drive the future of this, both as an area that will help our healthcare and also develop these new industries. And what we're very concerned about is that by creating this center of gravity in California, Prop 71 makes it almost impossible for us to be able to hang on to that talent.
Proposition 71 is a ballot initiative passed by California voters last November. It provides state money for embryonic stem cell research. Scadden says it's urgent that Massachusetts act now. California's newly created Institute for Regenerative Medicine is expected to start issuing grants in May, and when that happens, he says, researchers are likely to start moving there. Ted Love, president of the Sunnyvale, California biotech company Nuvello, serves on the board of the Independent Citizens Committee that will oversee how grants are distributed.
I do think it will obviously have the impact of attracting people to come to California to do stem cell research because it's an environment which has spoken very clearly about being supportive of embryonic stem cell research, and it's also been an environment which has put a significant number of dollars to support those initiatives.
Proposition 71 is already being imitated by other states. Wisconsin recently announced plans to spend $375 million in stem cell research. New Jersey recently inaugurated a $50 million research program. In Worcester, Massachusetts, Robert Lanza, medical director of Advanced Cell Technology, a company that conducts human embryonic stem cell research, says he's already been getting calls to start research programs in several states.
Given an equal footing and access to the same talent, I think that companies tend to gravitate to where the financial incentives are. And so if Massachusetts, again, doesn't step up to the plate, I think we're going to see a drain of our talent.
Supporters of embryonic stem cell research say funding is not the only problem in Massachusetts. Under a confusing law, scientists are advised to obtain the permission of the local district attorney before pursuing such research. The Democratic leadership of the state legislature is sponsoring a proposal that would remove such barriers, but the state's Republican governor, Mitt Romney, wants to limit research to lines of cells developed from frozen embryos in vitro fertilization clinics.
I'm very much in favor of stem cell research and embryonic stem cell research, which is derived from embryos that are surplus that would be discarded or from existing lines, is something which I think has great promise. But there's also, I believe, an ethical line that has to be drawn.
Romney wants to prohibit the creation of cell lines by cloning. Even if supporters of therapeutic cloning prevail against Romney, legislators are not inclined to move quickly to fund research because of Massachusetts' tough fiscal situation. So scientists are worried that Massachusetts will lose the battle with California anyway. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.